This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Would love for you to come out and see us. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin, Corey, good to be on with you this morning, and good morning.
Now, I know we got a lot of football we need to talk to, but I would love to get some more of your thoughts about the Grand Prix Arlington, how that got set up, how it came to be that it will be in North Texas in 2026, because I know there's already a lot of excitement about that.
Well, of course, the key word here is Roger Penske, and frankly, the open wheel racing interest that has developed not only around the world, but here in the United States. And that area over there is ideal for a racetrack that is there in the entertainment district. And I was visiting with Roger Penske that as we made the announcement the other day, and he was just telling me how unique it was to have those straightaways that we're going to have in that configuration, and how those cars will accelerate to the level that they can. It's very unique that they can go as fast. That you couple that with the fact that where it's located, right in the middle of the millions of people that we have here in our area, it's got all of the fitting and trappings. But the key people that you can bet on are the Penskes. They've done this for a long time. They know every facet of it. I can't tell you how impressed I am with Roger Penske. He's such has such a penchant for detail, and he knows racing inside and out. He truly is an icon in the world of racing.
Well, and Jerry, I mean, it does look awesome, you know, with the big stadiums right there, his main features of it. And Kevin, as media, I'm not going to lie, we either get there really early or we leave really late, and I've taken advantage of those straightaways before. So it's a good racing area there, Jerry. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you imagine that sound going down through there when those cars are screaming down through there and those sounds are taking it off? And I can imagine that really we could have one of the biggest crowds that's ever gathered here in the North Texas area for this event because of the ability to have the room for all those spectators.
That's awesome. Appreciate the insight on that. On the football front, it did seem interesting that Ezekiel Elliott said he talked to the coaches about his role and he remains, quote, dumbfounded by his lack of opportunities, at least as a red zone back. I was curious what your thoughts were about that, and have you spoken to Zeke at all about this?
That's an exaggeration. Dumbfounded is an exaggeration. It mischaracterizes. It's a bad description of how he feels about things. He's very much aware of the part of the running game that he's involved with. But more importantly is, and I can't emphasize this enough, we're saving him, and we should be. And we want him for Rico is an outstanding running back, outstanding running back. He's always had the challenge, mainly, I guess, because of his size, of doing the blocking, protecting the quarterback. But his big problem has been what? He's had troubles with injury over his career. And so it'd be madness to just rely on him for the duration of the season and into the playoffs we've got. Zeke is there. He will be there because we want to protect him during this particular time as much as anything. And then, of course, you got a player like Dalvin Cook out there in the wings that is going to be very material as we go forward. Don't exaggerate that. That doesn't mean that that's big news. But the point is, they're there for everybody to see. It's no secret. And we're going to use them. I keep my fingers crossed. Every time I see Rico grab that ball, he's a violent runner. He's an outstanding runner. And we wouldn't even be having a running back conversation if he'd been able to stay healthy the last two or three years.
Oh, just to make sure we don't exaggerate, I would love to get the words from you directly. Any idea about a timeline for Dalvin Cook or still waiting?
No, there's no timeline. And just like there's no bright line as to Zeke snaps, who goes in first, all of those things. That's not important here.
Jerry, we've kind of, you know, we've been discussing this running game all season so far. Is it fair to say that the running game just has to be effective enough to give Dak room to work?
When you see us having what we would call jointly, everybody, all of our fans, when we have an effective running game, you're going to see an offense that's probably the talk of the NFL. Because that is a barometer. You got to run the ball. That's as common as you got to turn the lights on if you're playing a night game. You've got to run the ball. You've got to be effective in the running game. When we start being effective in the running game, it'll complement, you know what, the passing. It'll let us have the ball more on the offensive side of the ball, and so we'll be able to keep the defense off the field, which is always a winning formula.
Now, to go along with that, to really be the talk of the NFL offensively, some things feel like they have to be tightened up in the red zone offense. Is there anything in particular you've seen that have led to some of the early struggles?
That's has been a challenge for us. It is a challenging time for a lot of clubs. We're not at all satisfied with what we're doing there as when we get down there that close. That's an area where these games, as we prepare for these playoffs, these games are a big, if you will, laboratory for getting that ball in the end zone when you get it down there close and not dependent on our kicker.
You know, Jerry, a lot of times in media, other places, you'll hear people try to compare Dak and Jared Goff. And when you've looked at these two quarterbacks' careers, what is it that you admire? What are the qualities about both of these quarterbacks that you're like, that's what it takes to be in the NFL and do their jobs?
Well, I think that from what I'm told, that Jared Goff has an outstanding work ethic. I think Dak Prescott has as good a work ethic as I have ever heard about, much less been a part of. And that's his biggest quality, is how hard he works. How hard he works in the classroom, then how effective he takes that to the practice field, and then takes what happens at the practice field to the game. Those steps are what separates Dak from the rest.
I loved the Eric Kendricks signing. I thought it was great. And then when we were at Oxnard, Kevin, we got an opportunity to talk to him, and the personality just jumped off the page. And so far, he's been a pretty big key for this team. We saw he hopped up on the injury report this week. Can you give us an update on that, but also what he's brought to this team since he came over here with Mike Zimmer?
Well, he just knew what Mike his philosophy is. He knew what his specific designs, and he knew what he wanted technique-wise, not just from his position, but from all the positions. So he's a wonderful asset to have out there for all of our other players to hear, boys, we're getting closer, because he's felt it. He knows when it's working what Zimmer's defense can do, and he's a very creditable point. Apart from the coaching, he's very credible as a player to say, now we're getting closer, guys. We're getting it right. We're getting it better. And he'll be tapping the tackles on the back, or he'll be tapping the corners on the back. And he's just seen it work, and he's there to remind everybody when it's working, this is how we do it. That's invaluable.
Are y'all still feeling good about Daron Bland this weekend and then saw Zach Martin with a potential back? How is that injury? How's that looking?
Well, I don't see that to be a factor on his availability Sunday, Zach Martin you're talking about. And, of course, it is good to have Bland out there. And these days are so significant today and tomorrow as to how much time Bland will be on the field Sunday.
Jerry, I'm not necessarily asking you to speak on what happened with the Jets, but you've seen how coaches handle their locker room and just kind of, you know, what went on there. Is your philosophy generally business football related? Is your philosophy to only move on from a coach when you can see that they've lost the team?
Well, I'm not so sure. I hear lost the team. As a matter of fact, after the first year with the Dallas Cowboys, I get a call, and it's John Madden and it's Al Davis together on the phone. And they were telling me it was an encouragement call. And they said, in essence, don't take your marbles and go home, Jerry. You didn't lose the team. And we won one football game, but you didn't lose the team. But that's through the eyes of the beholder. That's a great way to express it. That's a assessment of
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Competitive nature of the players and their in any given game, how they're executing and how their intensity is. I would interpret it that way. There's a lot to that. You see it during games. We call it momentum, but you see highs and lows. You see how little slump you get when you have a turnover and it goes against you. All of those things come to my mind when I hear terms like didn't lose the team, the team was ready to play, the team wasn't ready to play. Boy, that's an arm-waving, sweeping statement when you think that you've got 50-something players out there, and it's just inconceivable that you'd have 50 not come to play. Mm-hmm. They know what's at stake when they walk on the field in the NFL. Candidly, without being dramatic, they know it could be their last game. They don't know that it won't. And so it's not realistic to think that you've got players out there that aren't giving it everything they've got, which has a connotation to me when you say don't lose the team. It zeroes down into the player And that player is thinking about the guy in front of him about 99% of his thought.
The speaking of a guy that has gotten his team, I think I was here at the Cowboys website whenever Dan Campbell was here, and he had the, you know, Bill Parcells said he just had this knack for being around the ball, and you want more guys like that on your team than you want not on your team. Dan Campbell, when from what you saw as a player and what you see of him as a coach, how much is he different, or is he the same dude he was as a player?
Well, I think that he's probably as much as I've seen since my years beginning in the NFL. He's a great example of what having played the game, having been in the trenches, having done it, he's a great example of what that brings when you want to be in coaching. It's a big plus. I've always known that, for instance, Jason Witten would have, and can and is, not would have, been a natural to go into coaching. A lot of those guys, you come at it from different ways, but Jason's famous words when he left at the when he was speaking to the team when he retired, it's all in the dirt, guys. It's how you do in the dirt. And so those kinds of things, I think, have create advantages for former players. That's not to say that arguably the greatest coaches did not come from having played in the NFL especially. But I think that losing teams, momentum, didn't come to play. I think all of those things have to do with more of the moment, more of the immediacy, and then it colors the entire effort for the game.
Well, speaking about the moment and immediacy of Sunday's game, in the other two home games, this team has fallen behind early and kind of really taken the crowd out of the game. What can you do to counteract that, and do you believe that this team can get out to a fast start against Detroit on Sunday?
Well, there you go. Your question referenced some of the very same thing. Get it going early, have success early. You speak of that in the first instance as though it is something that would sustain and a positive early push of success. Well, there's a counterpart to that, and that's what having success early does to depressing the opponent. And so there's usually an equal impact that early success, grabbing the ball right off the bat, taking it all the way down the field, not being able to be stopped, that has a diminishing effect on the opponent. I think all of this needs to be taken with in a factual way, but it also needs to be factored in your emotion and how you're living the moment, whether it's a player, a fan, coach. We just, by nature, human beings, we get excited when we have success and we get emboldened when we have success. And by the same token, we have to dig down, pick our ass up when we're getting knocked back.
Damn right, we do every once in a while. Well, Jerry, speaking of excitement.
Everybody, as a matter of fact, the listeners on this call have to do it probably as much or more than the players because they're dealing with life things. And, boy, that takes some guts to step out there sometime and walk out that door when you don't have the answers.
Every day. Before we let you go, Jerry, Texas OU, obviously always an exciting thing right around here in DFW. Have you ever been at a college game or even one of these high school games and seen a player and fallen in love and been like, that dude has to be a Cowboy? That guy right there, that's what a Cowboy is all about in some of these games.
Well, you can imagine, I can't even begin to count the number of high school games I've been to, and not just the ones my grandchildren played in since I own the Cowboys, mm-hmm. more than Cowboy games. And I love high school football. And to me, it is a statement as to my town against your town, my school against your school. And I can remember we had some great rivalries when I was in high school. And I can remember a series of plays in those games and remember specifically the people that I played against. It never leaves you. And it's something that there's a lot of ways to get here, but I've called on some of the early challenges I had in high school to address everyday problems. So where I'm coming from is this game that you have out here, this Texas OU game, it's the kind of thing is we all remember where we were on a certain year and a certain play. And it has that kind of iconic aspect to it. And I think it could arguably be one of the most unique games in all of sport.
Any chance I can get you on the record for who you're going to be rooting for tomorrow afternoon then?
I'm not going to go there. Long before I was based in Dallas, I was based in Oklahoma City. And I just can't tell you the great fans that are there in Oklahoma City that not only love football, love the Dallas Cowboys.
That's true.
And so, frankly, I'd say 99% in Oklahoma City are as excited about the Cowboys as they are out here in Plano, Texas. So I've got Cowboy fans. I wouldn't dare touch this as to the preferred team for me.
Smart answer.
Sounds like he's rooting for football, Kevin.
Yeah, that's smart answer. Smart answer.
I don't mind telling you, there's a great article, I think done by ESPN, on Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
Did they nail aspects of him and his personality. And, boy, you do see what you get here. But he's one of the most outstanding people that I've met, but certainly is one of the most outstanding people of college football, and he was absolutely perfect. He's one of the straighten staff and straighten players up when they're not nice to the secretary, courteous to the secretaries. He was that sensitive. I've had letters written about how one time people came up at a gas station halfway between Dallas and Oklahoma City, and the guy came up and said, "See, that car, it's full of kids and my wife. Have no money. I need some gas." He said, "Well, you do." And he filled the gas tank up for the guy. He goes in for a cup of coffee, comes out, and the guy's gone, going to Oklahoma City. And he said, "What in the world was I thinking? All I did was get him a tank of gas." He starts out, and he runs him down before he gets to Oklahoma City, pulls him over and gives him $1,000, said, "You need more help than a tank of gas."
Wow.
Wow.
Their stories are numerous about Barry Switzer being that kind of heart. Yet he absolutely, of anybody I've ever been around in coaching, is who you want with you in a back alley if you get in trouble. He will wipe it out. he's a serious dynamic of people that are involved. And he still remembers the first phone number he's ever heard. His photographic memory is unbelievable.
Last thing I got for you then with that great story, does it bother you at all that a lot of pocket of Cowboys fans don't seem to give him credit for the for Super Bowl 30 then?
Long since has passed me about dwelling on our fans' involvement in a interpretation of the contribution of various coaches or various players. The main thing is I love them because they care about it so much, and they're trying to make those kinds of distinctions. So you asked the question was, does it bother me? And it doesn't bother me at all. But, boy, I'll tell you one thing. He's relevant with the Dallas Cowboys history.
Thank you very much, good sir, for the time. Really appreciate it. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due. Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.